Good evening. It's 8 o'clock. The top headlines tonight. Midnight curbs for arrivals from nearly 60 nations from tonight. Airports get ready with new holding and testing centers. The new SOP is test, wait for your result at the airport, and then quarantine at home or a hotel if you're from an at-risk nation. No Omicron case found in India so far, the health minister tells Parliament. The CEO of the Serum Institute, Aadhar Poonawalla's exclusive interview to NDTV, says we are producing more vaccines than we can use, have more than enough stock for booster shots, and can produce an Omicron booster dose soon. Cracking Omicron, the S factor in RT-PCR test, NDTV reports from inside Mumbai's latest genome sequencing lab, meant for international travelers who test COVID positive and are from at-risk nations. India's latest GDP numbers out for quarter two of the financial year 22. The GDP is at 8.4% for this quarter versus negative 7.4% last year, and growth in all key sectors this year compared to last year. The finance minister says India is working on a new crypto bill. She says that no advertising of crypto has been banned, added that the risk of cryptocurrency in the wrong hands is being monitored. Mamata Banerjee's national game plan continues. Now meetings in Maharashtra. She visits the Siddhivinayak temple in Mumbai this evening, then meets with Aditya Thackeray. A key meeting between Mamata and Sharad Pawar tomorrow. From Elon Musk to Sundar Pichai, shout outs for the new Twitter CEO. At 37, Parag Agarwal is the youngest top CEO in the top 500 countries, beating Mark Zuckerberg. He's also now part of the India Club at global tech firms. IIT Bombay congratulates Parag. Corporate India applauds. Well, Barbados is now a republic. It's goodbye to the Queen. And Rihanna is honored as the national hero of Barbados. Relive the 83 Magic. The trailer out today is a huge hit online. Ranveer as couple, Deepika as Romy, the big release in cinemas soon.
I say before, we're here to win.